Just before we dive into today's podcast, this episode is brought to you by Bloomreach Engagement. They're an AI-powered marketing automation platform that personalizes the online shopping experience for your customers. Now, Bloomreach brings the power of AI in three ways: your customers' real-time data, the anonymous website visitors, and the Shopify data, so you know exactly what customers want, when they want it, and where to show it to them. Now, Bloomreach also enables Shopify companies to connect all of this understanding across all channels, so online, offline, including mobile, really to create the most personalized campaigns, engage in conversations with customers, and most importantly, to deliver a shopping experience that's unique to each shopper. Now, Bloomreach marketing automation solution integrates seamlessly with all of your existing tech stack. It aggregates data across the entire customer journey. And as I mentioned, it really empowers you as the founder or as the marketer really to act on all of these insights from a single platform. Now, the company has over 30 AI patents and serves over 850 global brands. So you can learn more, ecommercefastlane.com/Bloomreach, or you can go direct, bloomreach.com, and get started today.
You're listening to E-commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Well, hey there, welcome back to E-commerce Fastlane. I'm your host, Steve Hutt. You know, thanks so much for tuning in today. You know, there's so many podcast choices out there. I think last I looked, it was like 3.5 million some podcasts out there. And I think there's thousands in the kind of direct-to-consumer space and marketing and business. And I just appreciate the fact that you're taking time today and listening to the show. Everything you're going to be listening to today is going to be available at a landing page at ecommercefastlane.com. There'll be the show notes. There'll be a lot of just different links and resources and stuff that I think are important and kind of will highlight our conversation today. It's a very unique conversation. So the brand that we decided to bring on today is a company called VTrust. And what they are is, and you know, I don't want to put words in their mouth because Claire is going to talk about it in a moment, but doing some research, it's a company basically that what they do is they specialize kind of in the quality control and kind of the supplier evaluation in Asia. It's really interesting. And they deal with things like pre-shipment inspection, or they'll deal with any kind of production inspections and container supervision. And they do a lot of kind of production monitoring and factory, you know, audits and just a lot of things, even laboratory testing if you're doing consumable and kind of makeup products and consumable products. It's really interesting. Their service really here is to help direct-to-consumer brands just ensure overall quality and the compliance of the product. Really, because I think the challenge that a lot of brands have is just trying to reduce the risk of maybe just going to a Taobao or a Tmall or AliExpress or wherever and just, you know, getting a sample on your own. A lot of times I find brands are really disappointed about what they have found, and it's quite a bit of work, versus what VTrust does is they're actually on the ground in Asia and can actually be almost an advocate for you and your business and make sure that you're getting the quality product that you're looking for your business. So I'd like to welcome Clara Chen. She's the customer service director from VTrust.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me today. It's my pleasure being here with you and our community listeners.
Oh, beautiful. And you know what? It's interesting about VTrust because I, as I told you before we started recording today, I had no idea that this sort of offer was even available, or this opportunity to have somebody work on behalf of a brand, let's say a North American brand that, you know, has imported or wants to import from China or anywhere in Asia for that matter. And they feel that it's a little bit of a black box. They don't really know. They don't know who to trust, and hence your name. And I think it's really interesting kind of what you guys do. And so that's why I want to have today's recording, because I want to educate my listeners that in fact, there's a partner. VTrust can be a partner for you in Asia to help make sure that you're getting the highest quality product exactly in the specs that you want, instead of just kind of winging it yourself by going to a marketplace. So Can you maybe talk a little bit about that? I kind of mentioned at the beginning of the show, but I just would love to understand if you can describe some of the problems that VTrust is solving, you know, for American brands today.
Oh, sure. So VTrust is the biggest inspection company from Asia using full-time inspectors only. And since we established in 2006, we have been providing quality control services in 10 Asian countries, helping buyers overcome issues related to unreliable suppliers, poor quality, wrong shipment, or non-compliant products.
Wow, that's really cool that they're able to do that. So who started this company? I'm always excited to understand why people build businesses. And so this seems like a very unique business, but it's a business it's a necessary service that I know American brands need. So can you tell us about the founding story?
Oh, sure. Where the startup team members of VTrust had been engaged in the export business for more than a decade before they founding the company. And we found that information asymmetry caused by various reasons in the international business exposed buyers to procurement risks, including inconsistent quality of goods, shortages, wrong shipments. VTrust predecessor was a business unit under a big trading group at that time, and some of its customers asked us to help them visit their new suppliers or inspect their goods, even though these purchase orders were not placed with the group. Later on, our founder, Dr. Tapidan, believed that other buyers were facing the same problem. So we began to provide factory audits service and production inspection service as separate service to buyers in need. So after launching the service, it quickly received a positive response from the market. So now after 18 years of development, we have 500 full-time inspectors covering 10 Asian countries, and more than 13,000 importers and buyers worldwide are using our services.
That's amazing. And so I'm looking at the website right now. So, you know, a lot of times we just think of China as being like the number one kind of, I think, exporter to North America. But we also need to think about other countries that I think you also deal with, which is Vietnam and India. I think Bangladesh. I think you have Thailand, Malaysia, Pakistan, Indonesia, Cambodia. So there's quite a few countries that you deal with. Tell us a little bit about the types of products. Do you deal with everything from electronics all the way through to apparel, consumables, and makeup products? I'm just curious on the types of inspectors you have, because I'm going to have a very wide audience listening today. And depending on what their product mix is, maybe they require a certain type of inspector. So just curious on kind of where you kind of fit in the market.
Okay, so we provide inspection service to mainly four categories.
Yeah.
We inspect electrical and electronic items, which include home appliance, lighting, audio, video products, and consumer electronic items. And we provide inspection for soft light, including garments, apparel, fabric, home textile, footwear, bags. And the third category is hard line. So we include household utensils, furniture, camping toys, stationery, everything so people may use during their daily life in this category. And we also do some part of the industry products and agriculture and food products.
Yeah, so you fit like right across the gamut of pretty much everything that a
yes.
brand could possibly need. So that's amazing that you have that option. So Clara, I have a question then around how life was or currently is with some brands who have chosen to not use VTrust or a similar type of kind of, you know, inspection company in Asia. So their business is run without you, but I bet you with your thousands of customers that you do have now, I've funny suspicion you have some good stories as to why they're not doing it themselves anymore and kind of winging it directly just on the internet versus hiring a company like you. Do you have any stories at all about the, I guess, a brand's expectation, but what they actually got?
Great. This is a very great question, Steve. So we do have quite a few customers come to us saying that they had a bad experience working with their suppliers or factories. after they place the order online with them. They never visit the factory before, or they never do the inspection before they release the shipment. But when they receive the goods, they found, well, this is not something I want. So they came to us and asked us to help them to find a better solution. I would like to share a case about one of our customers. They are buying furniture from Asian countries. And they are actually, they are a brand in Japan with more than 15 years history. Before they use our service, they have a higher complaint rate. After they cooperate with us, we successfully help them reduce their quality complaint rate by 50% from 3.14% down to 1.47%. So and this is showcase our commitment to the high standards in their demanding market.
Very interesting. So when someone makes a decision that they want to use VTrust, they agree that they want to have that kind of quality and they want on the grounds kind of like viewing of the factory and the QA that goes along with it. And, you know, and then discussing with someone about timelines and things. How do you price that service? Like, because I see you have a lot of different options where, you know, you can do a full service or I only need you to go and do this for me. And I'm curious on how VTrust prices it. Cause then people listening saying like, oh, okay, that's affordable. I need that service. And then they're willing to pay for it.
Okay. So VTrust has transparency pricing policy. It's easy for our client to calculate their cost of the quality control. We charge by a flat rate is $268 per man day. So you can imagine the workload if it needs to take one man day or two man day or three man day. So it depends on the quantity and also depends on the complexity of the products. This is an all-inclusive price. So you see, China or other Asian countries, there are many cities and probably you have no idea what's the time on the traveling. So it's all inclusive. So you don't have to take care about the traveling or the hotel fee. It's all inclusive. You just need to know how many man day you would like to inspect the goods. So most of the case, we can inspect within one man day or two man day to finish an inspection for our clients.
That's very interesting. Okay, so that's good that it's more of a flat rate model and you're charging by the day as a flat rate and transparent. I do appreciate that because I think that's a lot of things where they just don't want to get this, you know, multi-$1,000 bill, $5,000 bill coming in. They don't really understand, but this way you can actually do it by man days of work and whatever that looks like, you know, getting access to the full-time inspector or, and you cover all these Asian countries. And so I think that's fantastic that you offer that. I guess my other question is around why people choose or don't choose to import from Asian countries. I'll tell you why I'm asking this question is because there seem, unfortunately, I think to a certain degree that there is a little bit of a market change a bit about saying, hey, shop local or made in the USA or made in Canada. And they're trying to angle it that way. The challenge is that the cost factor of maybe domestic manufacturing can be really challenging for a lot of brands and they're forced to have a higher retail price. And so like, do you think there's any misconceptions about what Asian countries have for quality and the depth and breadth of product that's available? Because I'm just curious from your end, because you clearly have inspectors and you understand that market. I think we need to debunk it a bit about saying, hey, China is just not about, you know, Christmas tree ornaments or cheap kind of plastic things. There's a lot more going on and quality going on in those countries that I think maybe some American and Canadian brands need to understand that.
Sure. Some people may say that products made in Asia are of poor quality, but I think on the premise of excluding price factors, if buyers and manufacturers pay enough attention to their product's quality, the quality of a product made in Asia can win consumers' recognition. We have seen a lot of cases. So with the inspection service provided, our clients, they are able to improve their quality of products and reduce the return rates. So that helped them to have better sales on their products.
It's interesting too, as I guess I wouldn't be surprised working with your company is that, you know, when you start building a relationship with VTrust and the QA is done, the factory's been inspected regularly, and so they feel that it's an extension of the American brand, but in Asian countries. And I think it's great. I think even over time, I also think that's almost like that inspector could turn into an advocate for the brand and saying, hey, you know, I've been speaking with the directors at the company that you're currently getting your products done. They believe that maybe this next new product might be something you might want to sell. And I think I have a funny suspicion that there could be, or you could help facilitate even the introduction to saying, hey, I know you're having this suitcase being built there, but they're finding a growing market for this new product that they also build. And then making that warm introduction back to the business saying, well, we're inspecting the manufacturing of this suitcase, but now this kind of backpack is available from them too that I think you might want to think about.
At VTrust, because we focus only on inspection service, so we usually don't recommend suppliers to buyers. But when we visit the factories, you see, we can have a direct observation on the factory. And on our report of factory audit, we show what's the main product category does the factory they can produce. And how good they are this category. So client, they can receive this kind of information from the report, knowing that, okay, my factory not only produce these goods, they also produce the other one, which I might feel interested in. So we share the profile of the factory. We share their product category that they produce and also their capacity of the production and their internal quality control system.
Ah, very cool. And then as far as like, how do you do a factory audit? That's so interesting to me. Like when you talk about like supplier evaluation, and I'm noticing that in doing my research, there's a thing called a factory audit, but then there's also a thing called a social audit, which I think is interesting. The credit audit, and then there's just some general terms and stuff. So like maybe just walk us through like what are some important things that you guys do in the country that the brand is looking at, when you say a factory audit or a social audit, like what does that entail?
We offer supplier evaluation service, which include factory audit, social compliance audit, and credit audit. And for factory audit, we mainly focus on their production capacity and their internal quality control system. So all those aspects are related to how good they are in producing the products. But in social compliance audit, we mainly focus on the corporation's social reliabilities, including, for example, the working environment for the workers, the health conditions of the workers, if they are child labor or criminal laborers at the factory. So that's different type of audit. And social compliance audits are for those companies, they care about their social reputation. For sure, I think almost every company, they care about that. But some, like some big chain store or licensed products, they have very unique requirement on this. So we provide a social compliance audit to make sure everything's right and conform to public's expectation of that company. And we also provide credit audits. So especially when the economy is going down, you see maybe sometimes some suppliers, they are lack of fund to produce, to continue for the operation. And it can be a risk for buyers if they pay a deposit to the factory, but the factory use their money, their deposit to other things. And at the end, they did not get the products. So that could be a risk for buyers. So we also provide credit audit to check their financial status and provide a report to our customers.
I can see how important that is because, you know, as I said at the top of the show, I think a lot of brands, when they think about expanding their product catalog, and they're like, hey, what other related products could we potentially sell? And yes, there are, you know, some wholesale marketplaces available in North America, but a lot would either, you know, go to Taobao or Tmall, like AliExpress, Alibaba, these sort of things. And then, you know, just on their own, just look at the reviews and just buy samples just to kind of do it. And I think the challenge there, other than that, is now with this credit audit is that, you know, if you do find a great supplier, but you just need for people in the native language, in the city, and getting in there, like I said, like your credit audit, you know, it's, you know, $298, you know, in a couple of weeks of work, it seems interesting to me to understand the business, their ownership and who's the key figures in the business over the last 3 years and payment records and history and executives and banking and like all the things. I think it's neat that you have that. It's a very small amount of money to do the research, to be confident that, you know, you're working with somebody that is actually reputable and they have some history behind them and they're up to date and current.
Yeah. Yes. That's it.
I love that. And so before we kind of wrap up for today's show, what are some of the next steps? So if people are listening right now, brands are listening saying, hey, unfortunately, they've been winging it for a while. They've been actually buying direct through these marketplaces and with some success, other items maybe without success, but they see value in what VTrust and what your inspection services do and how you're an extension. Like, what do you think the next steps are with someone listening today? How do you want them to reach out to you? And then like, what are the kind of the next opportunities?
Please check our website and contact us for a free consultancy. Best practice to avoid problems with poor quality, unreliable supplies, and non-compliant products. We believe that quality is never an accident. It's always the result of high intention, sincere effort, intelligence, direction, and skillful execution. It represents the wise choice of many alternatives. At WeChat, we know how to help buyers sleep better when they purchase from Asian countries. So contact us today and get a free consultancy.
Love it. I'll put links in the show notes to a nice landing page of kind of where to go, how to contact you, your website. I mean, you're currently dealing with more than 13,000 companies, like big name companies you're dealing with. Like, it just, I don't want to throw too many names out here, but there's a lot of big names, the 3Ms and the Disneys and Hasbro and McDonald's and like just BMW. I mean, there's all major brands, Nestle and Avon. And I could rattle off IKEA. There's a lot of brands that you deal with, Walgreens and Walmart. If these companies are making decisions to work with VTrust, it's clearly they've done their due diligence. These billion-dollar giants have made decisions to work with you folks. So clearly you offer a great service. And it's still affordable for the startup and early stage kind of mid-market company. And I think that's great. I'll put this in the show notes, easy to get access to. And there's tons of testimonials. There's case studies on the website too. So this is lovely. So I just want to thank you, Clara, for coming on the show. Thanks for educating me because I honestly didn't know that this service was even available until I started doing some research and just like, oh, wow. Okay. There's a booming market with VTrust and kind of how you're helping brands. I just want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing this opportunity to my listeners.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate the opportunity to share our experience with Shopify's community. So welcome Shopify brands to contact us for more information about quality control in Asia.
All right. Well, thank you so much and have yourself a great afternoon.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.